your body is basically replacing itself cell by cell constantly. And it has the ability to heal and replace anything that's going wrong with it right now, right? Then why are you aging? There are people who live right now currently, okay, that appear to be in their 60s, but are over 120 years old right now. And there's a certain place and a certain altitude where they live in this, like, town, okay? There are Chinese people who have lived to extreme levels of age, and there are other people that are much older than just that, okay? But they have discovered what we are just talking about the cell being replenished. The point is this. I believe that by celebrating time, by celebrating our birthdays, by celebrating the calendar, by celebrating time by watching a clock, we are reminded of time consistently. And the fact that we consistently observe time consistently puts us on an aging level that we accept mentally and invoke on ourselves. We age ourselves, I think, by maybe 35%. By looking at time constantly and reflecting on it. And scheduling our life, and I have to be here in my life, at this point in my life, I should be this, I should be that, or whatever. We age ourselves. We accept aging, and we have an estimation where we're supposed to be in aging by a social factor of looking at our parents, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents, and saying, at this age, this is what they look like, creating a mental image and invoking that into our blueprint map. Saying that when we follow this map, by the time we go through this and this amount of time, this is what the body structure should be like, so start designing it that way. So if you start believing that you're going to live to 200 years old now, and you accept that as your belief system, you'll probably make it to 130 or 140, healthy, climbing mountains still, feeling the sun, swimming, looking like you're maybe 50 or 60. So I do believe that, but I believe that the weight against us is so overwhelming because it's the rest of the world that's all saying, no, you're going to age, okay? You're going to age. A lot of times we could physically be well, but because sociologically we're so programmed that we're supposed to die at a certain time, and when we find physically that we're not, I think we mentally invoke death on ourselves. My grandmother, who died at 86 years old, my great-grandmother, decided because she was old, and she got along around great, she was basically very healthy, she looked great, she felt great, she wanted to die in Germany. She knew that she was in her 80s now, and she figured, if I don't go there now, I won't die in my motherland. So as soon as she went there that year, she died. So this is also mentally invoked, and so what happens is you just kind of just get tired of life, and you just decide, okay, now it's time, I'm ready to bow out. And that happens a lot too, and this is like something that's been reported in a lot of psychological magazines. One of the big things is if you really want to keep somebody alive, give them something to do. Most of the people will die earlier, the ones that have nothing to do. They just sit in their rooms or sit outside the porch. They find that people that live longer, the ones that have become the volunteers and volunteer and start to feel like they have something to do, plant gardens, have pets, have responsibilities. It gives them purpose. And they tend to outlive anybody who doesn't have those purposes. And the people who don't have those things tend to die much earlier. Understanding now a little bit more about the body, we have to take a closer look at the body. There are different kinds of healers, okay? There are healers who heal by chance. You have now a second kind of healer, which is a healer that kind of feels you or senses your body field of energy. And your body, each, it's like a solar system. Your kidney is like a universe. Your liver is like another universe. You're like distant places or organs that your body travels energy-wise. And when one is ill or not healthy, it sends out a bad tonature. Okay? Almost like it's in pain. Because there's millions of cells dying, being attacked by some virus. It's like a galactic battle in your body going on somewheres. Okay? And another person can feel that sensory, that field of energy. Okay, and home in on it. They can feel where this pain is coming from, but they don't specifically know exactly what the organ looks like. But they feel that the energy ain't right there. There's an emitting of frequency from that portion of your organs. Okay, and what they do is they start bombarding this energy field into this area, and the energy starts to correct the incorrect problem. Now, you must also look at something else. There are different kinds of illnesses, and we must look at them in different ways, okay? There is cancer or tumors, which really isn't a virus, okay? It's your cells, and it's like maybe something that's screwing up the purpose of your cells, okay? So that's something your blueprint can fix. But what happens if it's a virus? It's like aliens attacking your world. They don't even use the blueprint. They're just out to fuck you up, okay? And they're floating around in your universe, and they decide, okay, well, look at Earth, or look at the liver. Let's start attacking that planet or that solar system. So to correct the blueprint isn't going to solve the problem now. Do you see what I'm saying? Because your cells are going to be fixing it. Meanwhile, they're being killed as they're trying to fix it by the virus just, you know, eating them up like dinosaurs. So now you have to turn around, and you have to say to your white cells, go and kick ass. And they have to raise the armies and go down there and kick ass. But what happens if the viruses are stronger than your military? Then there's strategic battles now where you have your white cells start to learn how to fight the virus in combat. And over time is different. A cold that lasts a week is like 10 years if we fought a battle on Earth. It's like a world war. You see what I'm saying? It's even longer than that, because in a week, most of your cells normally have already lived and died their entire life, like the 100 years we live. So during this big battle, they're learning, and they're teaching their children, or the new cells being created, this is how the virus fights. This is how it's attacking us. If you do this and this, we got a little bit of a stronghold on it from doing this. So they go this, and they get a little inch further on the virus, and then they learn, and they die, but some of them live, and they send that information to new white cells, and the new white cells, until finally we conquer them. But we conquer them only for one reason. Masses. Do you see what I'm saying? Technically, the virus is much more badass than we are, because there's a handful of the virus, and there's billions of the white cells, but what's happening, you know, they're getting their ass kicked. The white cells study the virus until we figure out how to beat it, so we are learning from the virus. You catch it once, and you don't get it anymore, because it learned, and it never forgets. It's written in the biological universe then of your body, and it says, okay, we'll never forget this. That's why a lot of people will say, well, Eric, how come you just don't heal yourself when you get sick? Well, I can speed the process up, okay? But if I don't let my body learn, what happens when the killer virus comes out? I'll die faster. You know, I won't have time to heal myself because I'm going to be dead. The body has to learn. The inner universe has to experience and be conditioned to deal with circumstances. So you have to tolerate a physical illness. It's a way of learning. It's just a painful way of learning. It's not a fun way of learning. But you almost have to try to work yourself way through an illness, because it's a way of teaching your body. Keep something in mind. First of all, when we had other ailments, what did we do? What does nature do when animals are sick? Through observation, we learn they eat certain roots or herbs. The body needs material to replace material. I can't rip the wall out and repair it if I ain't got new material to fill it with. I can't heal my body unless I provide the minerals and the nutrients, which are the building blocks, to repair the damage. It's just not going to etherically just appear there from nowhere, okay? The material must be ready and presentable for the electricity to bind it all together and recreate it according to what the blueprint says the design's going to be. If you don't have the material, you can't repair the job. So if you have cancer, you have tumors, or you have somebody can heal you, but then it's going to be a botched job because your body maybe didn't have enough of the minerals to do the job 100%. And then they go, well, he healed me, but I was sick the next week, okay? Well, this is the other condition. If the body doesn't have the material to fix the problem, the building blocks, okay, it ain't going to be repaired. You still have to provide the building blocks for the energy to cosmically or spiritually heal you. It's just not going to come out of thin air. If you ever go to see a healer, dose yourself up on vitamins. Dose yourself up on a good meal. Dose yourself up on vegetables the day or two before. Then go to the healer. And in your blood that is rich with whatever specific needs the body's going to need to repair this problem. It needs certain amino acids. It's got such a variety of needs. If you substitute parts, the job will never be as good as what the original job was. And last but least, there is one great secret to presenting your body to be healed or to be healthy, period. You are 90-some-odd percent made of water, which means your blood moves minerals, and that's why your blood is salty, is because of the minerals and nutrients in the blood. Well, if there's less liquids, the blood is thicker, literally thicker, like ketchup, in some cases even thicker, okay? Which means forget about how hard the heart is pumping to move it, okay? So now, in order to get all these building materials to this giant galactic body, okay, think about this, you have to take something in here to travel to the tip of your toe. These cells are being replaced every second. Do you know that over 60% of the dust in your house is dry skin? Where's all the new skin coming from? It's all being pushed through the body, through the vessel. Well, what creates the fluidity in your body? Water. If it can't push it there fast enough or push it there good enough, what happens? The body deteriorates. It gets ill because it's not getting the nourishment it needs. So if you're going to have any illness or any battle in your body, drink tons of water so the military can get there really fast through the pipelines and say, okay, we're here. If it can't, it's really thick, and by the time it gets there, the damage is so vast that it's just going to get its kicked by the time it gets there. So if you go and you go to get healed psychically, have a lot of fluid in your body so the minerals can electrically spin around in your body and zap into where they need to go.